We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Bitch, your automotive host with the most. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial plan. Not financial plan, financial analyst. / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Well, to be fair, I'm neither of those things in reality.
Well, you know.
Next thing you know, you're going to say he's an interior decorator.
In Hot Rods and Happy Hours, interior decorator / master chef.
I'm a financial maintainer. In honor of what we're talking about this week, how about a shout out? I feel it's only right to start out with Travelers Rest South Carolina.
TR, if you're from the area.
Yes.
No TR. One calls Traveler's Rest Traveler's Rest.
I have to write it every time that I fill out a document, and I hate that. It makes me just not fill out documents.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So how has y'all's week been?
Busy.
Busy, busy.
It's been a long week, and it's... We're only halfway through.
We're past Wednesday.
You can't say Wednesday because you're killing radio magic when you do that.
I know.
I want everyone to think we're sitting here in the studio on Sunday evenings.
Yeah, we are.
So if y'all want to call in, the number is 1-864.
1212.
Oh, it's 1555.
Double lot.
Oh. You know what, though? It has been a good week. It's been a productive week, though. Got a lot of stuff done, running around like crazy. And guess what? Hallelujah, the Lord works in mysterious ways. I'm out of the damn Ford business. I sold the Mustang. The Mustang is gone.
It is gone.
You know, I liked it. It was kind of neat. It's kind of like having family from out of town. Like when they first come in, you're like, oh, yeah, it's Uncle whatever. And then, like, after you start looking at it for a little while, like, I own a Ford. And, like, I started having, like, it started keeping me up at night. Like, I started waking up, cold sweats, things of that nature.
I would say it's more like your high school girlfriend comes into town for a week.
Yeah, but
it's fun for a few days.
Yeah, but then you realize why you dumped her the first time. and it's like, you know what? Like it's
It was an awesome
Mustang. If you're going to go that way, that's the way to go.
Exactly. And I'm glad the new owner is going to literally chop it up
and destroy it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so we didn't tell you about this.
Oh, yeah.
So we got a pristine 5-liter, 5-speed coupe Mustang, which is the holy grail in Coral Reef Blue, and what everyone wants. And you know what he wants to do? Yank every bit of that out and put a Coyote motor, Coyote 5-liter.
Why would he buy that car to do that?
Because that's what he wanted.
He's ripping out the front suspension, rear suspension, transmission, motor, everything.
He just wasted about 10 grand.
Exactly, to add $15 more grand back in it.
But you know what, though? That's the beauty of ownership.
Yep. He can do whatever he wants.
He can do whatever you want.
You got paid.
At the end of the day.
That's just stupid.
It's his baby.
I'm sorry, stupid's not the right word.
It's not our circus anymore. I'm just sitting here eating popcorn, bud.
He may be a listener. Stupid probably isn't the right word.
Way to go, Richard. We haven't been on the air 48 seconds, and you've offended someone already.
There goes all the Fox Body listeners.
Radios are clicking off. But, yeah, so out of the most famous, and I... Thank goodness I found a Corvette.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
A long ride,
but it's a cool Corvette.
It is a Corvette.
It's a cool Corvette. We'll talk about that later. That one's a story for another time. But,
you know,
you can never have too many.
Over the weekend, all of us had a blast at our official first
Rumble. Car, yeah, well, it was show. Our first car show of the season and the very first Rumble in the Park.
And now Rumble in the Park 2.0 is already in the books.
To aught. It's wait. In the works.
For so, the fall. But it was great. We had a lot of great sponsors that helped us out with it, and a lot of great people came. We had a lot of cars. It was amazing.
EMF Auto is trying to steal my old lady. He made a new friend.
Really? Show Sean.
Yeah, Lori was quite taken with him.
Oh, I bet.
Really?
She, yeah.
Yeah, she was there for me.
Yeah. Done. I'm telling you, you gotta watch those McLaren guys.
I know.
You got supercar guys come get your girl every time.
Scoop right in.
Man, don't drive a car like that just because he likes it, I promise you. You know what I mean. I Sean, if you're listening, we done called on to you.
Yep. He spit out some air pressure and ambient temps and
stats.
And boy, he had her.
Yeah, he started talking about tire temperature, and she wouldn't talk to me anymore.
Yeah, really?
When them 52.5.
This is the thing, Professor. I will tell you this. If she's not impressed with America's sports car, odds are she's not right for you.
No, she was impressed. Actually, one of the reasons she found Sean so smitten is because she thought he was a flat earther.
A flat earther? I'm not even 100% sure what that is.
What is that?
It's someone that thinks the earth is flat.
Oh.
There are people out there that, for real, that's the thing.
Have you ever been to outer space?
Have you ever been in an airplane?
I mean, have you ever looked at a globe? It's round!
Have you ever fallen off the earth?
What it is. She's been looking at too many flat maps.
Okay, so if it's flat, you got to hit an end somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to end. No, the theory is that there's like a 50-mile ice cube on each side. Don't look at me like you're actually listening to me, like I'm telling you something that is real, because it isn't.
We're looking at you because I'm puzzled.
I'm puzzled.
Yeah, look it up. We've got to entertain people.
Yeah, that's interesting. So back to hot rods.
Yes.
And
don't drive off the end of
that.
Drive off the end of the world.
Yeah, people. Watch out for the ice cubes. And say when you see the ice cubes, turn around, come back. And you know,
you got to wait.
I mean,
to get
okay. So don't even want to get started on this, because if I hear one more damn thing about the coronavirus, and it's bad. And I mean, I understand that. And I mean, it's all this, but that's all you hear. Wash your hands. Why are you licking your hands? Yeah. What?
Wash your hands. Why are we running out of toilet paper? Did people just change their hygiene habits?
That's the scary part. When you got to think about it, you know, you got to think. When I was a kid in the 80s, I thought by 2020, hell, we'd have flying cars. I've seen Back to the Future 3. I know how this works. Or Back to the Future 2. I know how this works. You know, we're going to have flying cars. No, we're telling people to wash their damn hands.
It's called, if you'd never washed your hands prior up to this and you didn't catch it, I don't think you're
going
to catch it.
Don't worry about the other 5,000 airborne diseases that are going around every single day since
you
were born.
It's getting, but I mean, it's, it's on one hand, you know, you kind of want to believe what the media tells you. On the other hand,
no, you don't.
You kind of, no. But you know what I'm saying.
I guess we're kind of media.
Yeah. So on the other hand, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, like, you're going to die.
Bring it.
Throw out your dead.
Bring it.
You know, but I mean, I'm just waiting for the people in the hazmat suits to start walking around or whatnot, you know, but I've seen Outbreak. I know how this works.
I just think it's...
I've read The Stand.
I think the media is just so bored.
Not bored.
I think I'm running a fever. I'm just kidding.
Not to take this in a direction that most 106.3 shows would take it, even though they're right. It's not because they're bored. It's very, very well thought out. And people are dumb enough. And
you're not going,
our listeners.
You're not going flat earther on us, are you?
No, flat earthers are the ones that believe that you need to wash your hands suddenly so that you don't get some new disease.
But like they're selling out of antibacterial, which I mean never was a really big issue for me, but you know what I'm saying. I heard something the other day. You know the little stands like they got up at stores?
Yeah.
People are stealing those. The motor, like the little
ones,
they stole the whole damn thing.
People, go to...
Get you some rubbing alcohol.
Go to Finish Master and get you a big 55-gallon drum of paint thinner.
Get you some lacquer thinner.
That's what
I'm going to tell you. You get your little lacquer thinner, that stuff eats everything.
That's it. You won't ever have to worry about it. Just do it one time a day. you're good for the rest of the day.
You do it once a day. If you can stand it, maybe even twice. That'll what I'm saying?
That'll eat your soul.
I'm
nothing
telling
will grow on you.
That stuff right there, eat bad dreams. Oh, I tell you what it won't do is won't kill commercial breaks. Guys, stay tuned. We got lots of hot rods and happy hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. And put your cans on, Kobe.
I was reading an update from Pitt.
Do you put them over your damn eyes?
No, they were. They were. Troy just sent a update about, matter of fact, the coronavirus at the pit. So
what? Oh Lord, we ain't got to wear masks, do we?
No. Some the city of Tennessee is kind of saying, just make sure you're careful.
Wash your hands.
I hope that everybody that's taking this coronavirus thing seriously gets the flu.
You got to take it.
You deserve it.
You know, there's nothing wrong with taking precautions for things.
Right.
But sometimes
wash your hands and stuff, but you didn't want to start doing that 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly.
You should have started that.
You didn't want to start wiping 3 weeks ago. These are things you should already be doing.
I mean,
if you bought too much toilet paper, I hope you get the flu.
Change your socks, change your underwear, wash your hands.
I'm going to buy 53.
You shouldn't have to be told these things.
I'm going to buy 53 foot track. I'm going to be selling bootleg toilet paper. I'm going to find, every time we stay in a hotel, I'm going to steal all the rolls of toilet paper.
Hey, what was that?
Lord forbid if I find a maid card, it's over with.
That meme I sent you yesterday where the two Jay-Z's knocked over the toilet paper truck or whatever. The Fast and Furious knocked over the toilet paper truck.
The three Honda Civics with the spoon in.
Yeah, knocked over the toilet paper truck. Yeah, that was a funny little meme.
So, I tell you what ain't funny. It's show season, which is silly season for us. This is busy time. Like, we're running around like crazy. We kicked it off Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Rumble in the Park. But I tell you what else we got coming up. We got a lot of cool events coming up. Now, we ain't got to have anything particular to do with this event, but because me and Richard are the keepers of America's sports car.
C4 in the house.
What?
Yeah, Rob's a C4 owner now, too. Again.
Again. So.
Because I bought his last one.
They're having the Corvette Expo in Sevierville.
Yep.
And that's going to be a fun show. Now, I haven't been to it in a couple of years, but it's a fun show. There's always a lot of cool cars there and a lot of Corvette parts.
You and your dad are going.
Yeah, I've never been. Me and my dad are going. We're going up. I took Friday off work. We're going to ride up. And
you going to drive the vet up there?
Well, yeah, if Dad can ride with me. that's kind of an if. Then he will just take the vet. But yeah, the vet's going, looking for some parts. But I'm a little nervous because he told me yesterday, he said, I booked a room for Friday and Saturday night. And I was like, awesome. He said, we might be sleeping out in the parking lot though, because it was only $69 a night. And I was like, damn it. Come on, Dad.
You splurged, Dad. Come on now.
Do you need some money?
I use my Hampton reward points.
Where did he book at?
I don't even know, man. It ain't a chain.
If it's got Rockview.
If it's got a bear in the title, you're in trouble.
Or Rockview.
It better have a bear in the room that I can play with. Give me something to do while I can't.
Because you don't want to turn the lights off.
Not going to be going to sleep. Let me ride a bear.
Don't turn them lights off, Rick.
Excuse me, where do you keep your pet bears?
I told him, it's going to be one of those rooms where you got to sleep with their mouths closed.
Well, I'll be honest with you, use coronavirus specs going into this room.
Wash your hands. Don't touch. I'm not worried about coronavirus going in there. I'm worried about some real stuff. I'm worried about some stuff that I really need to worry about.
Stuff that's anti-
like scabies, you know.
And mites.
Bed bugs.
Antibacteria ain't going to get that stuff off you.
Nah, it's going to take fire.
Lots of it.
Just wear your cashmere sweater.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Speaking of that, you know, poor Matt the camera guy. If you ever see Matt the camera guy out and about, was ask him about cashmere.
He loves his cashmere sweater.
He loves them.
I've never seen a man wear a cashmere sweater in the summer.
It's crazy. I have a cashmere coat.
You do?
I do. Overcoat. I got it. My dad bought it for me when I was selling cars. Because it gets cold when you're out walking. I mean, it's like a $1,000 jacket. It's nice.
It's kind of pimp.
It's kind of stuff that lasts you forever.
He gets you a $29 room.
Yeah.
Another thing that lasts forever is the stuff that you get from a $29 room.
I'm going to be sleeping on the hood of my car next week, but I'll have a cashmere overcoat on.
To keep warm.
You know what, though?
Cover up your cashmere.
You'll be like one of the only people that ever caught syphilis from a hotel room.
Without getting laid.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
Lord.
It'd be like, do I got the corona? You wish.
But you go,
I'll trade you.
But man. I'm sure you will find some pretty cool parts and stuff up there.
Oh, Professor's staying at the Petrie Inn, as in the dish.
We're going to be looking for a new top and new weather stripping. Kobe popped my license plate cover back on at the show.
Yep.
Got the red stickers covered over. Got the louvers off the taillights. Car's piece by piece, little by little. I mean, I haven't really spent any money on it yet, but I mean, it's really turned into a pretty nice car.
Well, that's the whole name of the game.
I mean, it literally stood out in the 90s high school row at car show.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everybody with the Fox Body Mustang was like, damn, that's a 96 Corvette.
That's it.
What?
I tell you.
Who's driving their daddy's car?
I tell you what, at Rumble in the Park, I mean, I felt sorry for them judges because, I mean to tell you now, there was some beautiful cars there.
I don't feel sorry for them because one of them was Sean. He tried to steal the professor's girlfriend.
Well, yeah. That judge.
I know.
He probably got points for that, too.
That's what happens with them supercar guys. They get a little authority and it goes to their head. Next thing you know I'm a judge. You know what? Yeah, they like titles.
One judge conspicuously absent.
He was hiding.
But, yeah, they... there was some beautiful.
That's right, I was chilling.
There was some beautiful, beautiful cars there.
There was some gorgeous cars. Best of show, that Corvette, that 2.4 Vet, that 57 Vet was bad.
That thing.
To the bone.
The orangish.
Yes.
I guess it would be orange.
100 points at the Corvette World Nationals?
And, I think at the Corvette Expo, actually, last year, it was a 100-point car.
Yeah. And then at the Corvette World Nationals, something about at the Corvette World Nationals, it scored 100 points.
It's probably NCRS Superflight or something.
Yeah,
or
Top Flight.
Superfly.
They're going to make that.
That's the boot. C4. That's the bootleg version of Superflight.
It's going to be the C4 version of Top Flight, Superflight.
Superflight.
No, that car was gorgeous. Yeah. They drove that thing there?
Yep.
Unbelievable.
He drove it there?
But unbelievable.
I mean, he only lives about 6 miles, but yeah. But still.
A bird could have pooped on it.
He enjoys that car.
That's an irreplaceable car.
He enjoys that car.
I tell you, I enjoyed looking at it. I enjoyed the 71 LT1 car beside it.
That's cool. Yep. And the gold 62.
Yes. Yep.
That thing was very understated.
The interior color, because it had the red kind of insides with the pewter outsides. Yep. Very, very different. Very, very different.
It was just un. If you haven't looked, go on any of your social media. There's pictures out there everywhere.
Rumble in the Park.
Rumble in the Park. And there is, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pictures out there.
Great pictures. I tell you what ain't great. Commercial breaks.
Yep.
Got to take one. Stay tuned, guys. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Head your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is your automotive host with the most, Rob Pitts. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. C4 Corvette driving. Supercar hating. The professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Well, in honor of what we're talking about tonight, by God, it's car show season. So how about a shout out to some of the biggest car shows in the United States? And sorry to our listeners abroad, this was just easy to find. So how about a shout out to the big semi show in Dallas, Texas.
Dallas,
Texas. It is.
Speaking of semis, we had a rollback show truck come to the show.
Yes, we did.
It was.
That was the first time ever.
That's heavy duty hot rodding is what we like to call it.
That was the cleanest working truck I've ever seen.
Me too.
Well, you know, a lot of those semi shows, they have a working class and then they have just show trucks.
Yeah.
Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all real cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, we're talking about car shows. We're talking about the Corvette Expo. Corvette Expo is a lot of fun. And then we switch gears the following week. It starts Wednesday, Ponies and Smokies.
Yes. But before then is Run to the Sun.
Yes. Now, that's something else. See, because we're always at Ponies and Smokies, yes. So I haven't been to Run to the Sun in 5 years.
Yep.
But that's a Myrtle fun Beach. Show. That show, though, they're running into problems because they're running out of room.
Running out of room. Yes, they are.
They're running out of room. Basically, it's right there. Well, it used to be a mall.
Mall. Yep.
And they've tore that whole mall down. And literally, like, there's no room for cars.
Well, now they're starting to split it up into three places is what I've heard over, you know, because we haven't been there the last couple of years. But it's at the mall, it's at Bass Pro Shop, and it's down by Garden City. Because they can't fit everybody at the mall parking lot anymore. So it's kind of scattered. They're using, like, literally the whole entire strip now.
Like, I remember when that show first started, they used to have it at Walk-A Mall, which mm-hmm. was a huge outlet mall there. And then they knocked it down for the Hard Rock Park for all of 4 months. And then now it's, I don't know what's going there now.
I don't know. I haven't heard the word Walk-A Mall in better part of 35 years.
If you ever need, for some reason in the 80s and early 90s, wicker was a very important thing. That's all I remember about Walk-A Mall. Like, that was the place to get, like, wicker furniture.
Well, they also had those cool pictures of, like, 57 Thunderbirds that were, like, framed in, like, cardboard frame and had the back thing where you could stand them up.
Yeah.
I got many of those when I was in elementary school.
That or
Walk-A Mall.
That's where you get your velvet Jesus to hang on the wall, you know, at the wall.
Or your plastic Jesus to go on your dash.
Well, you know, it's classy.
Because you want to be safe.
But, yeah. Run to the Sun is a monster show.
And Run to the Sun is a huge show and brings out some very nice cars. Very nice cars. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
But as the same week, it kicks off Ponies and the Smokies up in the mountains.
Ponies and the Smokies, by far my favorite Mustang show.
Yes, it is a great Mustang show. A lot of events. They got autocross this year. They got drifting. They got drag racing. They got a little bit of everything this year.
I love when you say drag racing. The professor goes, hey. it's like, don't let your little friend come back. We done caught on to him.
Well, they made it a sanctioned event this year.
Yeah. So
I ruined it for all the outlaw racers. You ruined it.
Yeah.
How did I ruin it?
You were pimping me out like I was a street hustler.
You are a street hustler. That's why we were pimping you out.
We had a hustle going from way back. It worked too. It worked. It's kind of like a whole white man can't jump thing.
That poor black
like
cobra.
I was Wesley Snipes, and you were Woody Harrelson. And everybody said, I'll let you pick one guy. Every time they go right to my butt.
The owner of that black cobra, man, when it was all over, like I had to shake his hand, like pull him in. Like,
bring it in.
Thanks, buddy.
Like, if you ever had so much fun, just
ate dinner
somebody.
On you all weekend long, buddy.
We're going to Sizzle. I was doing the dance, everything.
Yeah.
You just bought everybody.
Everybody.
We like to eat.
Ponies and Smokers is fun, and you're going to see the best Mustangs in the world.
Probably some of the finest examples of Mustangs.
I tell you, I've been to Mustang Week, and I've been to the Gator National Mustang Show and the Gator National Mustang Show and all that stuff back in the day. But believe it or not, Ponies and Smokies probably has some of the nicest and rarest Mustangs around.
Well, that and I love like the 57.
Yeah, the top 57.
Or is it 57 this year?
Yes, 57.
Do the math.
57.
Yeah, but where they have all the cars.
Yep.
I love that.
Yep.
Like that's so
one
cool.
From each year.
One for all inside.
Yeah. I love seeing like the nicest 77 in the world.
Yeah, I have the nicest 74 Mustang 2.
Hey,
it'll be there.
It's there.
Yeah,
it is. It was there last year. It'll be there again.
Yeah, because there's just not a lot of them.
Yeah, it's one thing to see an immaculate 93 Cobra, which I love. One of my top three, probably five at least, favorite Mustangs. But see a 1976 Mustang II that is immaculate. Where else are you going to find that?
You're not.
No, you're not. You don't see that every day. Have you seen the meme running around where they had the tornadoes in Nashville?
Yeah.
And the Mustang 2 survived?
Yeah, it went around it or something.
It's even the tree didn't want anything to do with it, you know?
I would love to have that car.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
I like them.
Of course you do.
It's a V8. They're not bad looking. See, everybody talks trash about the Mustang 2, but what so many people that don't know what they're talking about don't realize, they're the reason they're still a Mustang. In 73, they sold, like, and I'm ballparking this for sure, like, 117,000 Mustangs. In 74, 460,000.
Because
Mustang 2 was the right car.
They diversified for the times.
I mean, it was 74, man.
Gas crisis.
Yeah, it was a cool, sporty car. And they were good cars. Like, they just get trashed because it got popular to say bad things about them. They're not bad cars.
And
you said yourself a million times, and you're right. Front end. One of the best front ends ever made.
I was going to say, it saved all the Chevrolet's front ends.
Exactly.
About.
Do you know how many Camaros saved their front clips because Mustang 2s came out? Duh.
Literally every hot rod has a Mustang 2 front suspension underneath.
They were really good cars, and I think the coupes are ugly. I will give all the haters that. But the hatchbacks are not bad looking cars. I'd love to hot rod
the little Cobra ones.
Well, I would prefer a naked hatchback, but
my grandmother's neighbor who lived across the street from her, his name was Mr. Manley. He was a professor. He's a college professor, and he had
sounds
one.
Like
he
a bought good
it.
Guy.
He bought it new, and he would come over. He was that cool neighbor. Like every Christmas, he bought me a Hess truck. He's that guy, but he literally restored his Mustang, and it was a '74 Mustang II, and it had on the tag. 74 Tang.
That's awesome.
He was so proud of it. It was like a V6 one. It wasn't even a V8. No Cobra.
There
was
no
good.
V8 in 74.
Well, it was ugly. And
75, they brought the V8 back.
It was white. But, it was white, and it had a... But he ended up having it repainted maroon. And someone sugared the tank in his car at school.
Oh, man.
They rebuilt the motor in it.
I can relate. Actually, the V6 that was in those cars was better than the V8.
Really?
Yeah, if you get a 2.8 Cologne V6, that's what it's called. It was a German motor with a 4-speed. You'd probably rock a 302 from the same era.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, they were actually decent motors.
Did not know that.
Cologne.
It's a city in Germany.
See, that's why we keep Professor around, because he knows these random things.
I know my Mustang, too.
You said, Clown, I'm thinking Aqua de Joux. No, we're talking about Mustangs.
Polo.
We're talking about, I'm wearing polo. Well, mine's designer imposter. This is called polio.
Mine came out of the 7-Eleven in Toccoa, Georgia.
It's just called the low.
I seen a machine in Toccoa, Georgia, where you put a quarter in, it sprays you with cologne. Did you see that?
Yeah. This is
called, pick your scent.
This is called YOLO.
This is in the essence of polo. We call it polio. You put a quarter in, it sprays you down with, like, basically new car scent. Why do you smell like baby powder? I thought it was cool water. Leave me alone. Son, you smell like washer fluid.
It's the knockoff.
I thought it was your car.
Not the car.
Oh, but so moving out from that, you know, there's a lot of cool events coming up. Pony Smokers is they definitely have a fun Mustang show. I did another fun Mustang show, Foxtoberfest. Moving on in the fall, but it's a fun one.
It is a fun one. I really enjoy Foxtoberfest.
Foxtoberfest is cool because, I mean, literally, there's 400 fox bodies in one spot.
It's the only thing it is, just fox bodies.
I'm telling you, if you're a fox fan.
Other than one LTD.
And one LTD. Well, a Fox. Fox platform.
I know, but I'm just saying, this is one LTD.
I'm telling you. Well, we need to take one more commercial break. Guys, hang on. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst. I am so glad you guys can't hear off the air in between these commercial breaks. Oh, Lord, some of the dirty things Patrick, the producer, says.
I know, he is.
Filthy mouth on
him. He is disgusting.
Do the point, Richard.
Anyway, the financial analyst, slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Well, obviously, we are talking about the car show season, which is among us, and we are all so happy about it, and we're so happy to kick it off this past weekend. How about one that probably none of us will be attending this year, but one that's near and dear to all of our heart? Corvettes at Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
You know, that's something I've never been to, is a Carlisle show, period. They have Mustang shows, Ford shows.
I have not either.
We've got to make that happen.
We need to go to make that next year.
Just you know what I mean, like have like a bucket list trip to Carlisle.
I want to do that, and I want to do the Hershey, Pennsylvania one.
Hershey.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you're talking. Like, I know
it's just a big. It's kind of like the auto fair up at Charlotte.
Yeah, it's like a big meet,
but it's
like Yankee Auto Fair.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Sorry,
like
Yankees.
Called that.
Sorry, Yankees.
And there again, Professor.
Whole North is mad.
I'm from Detroit. I get a pass.
You were there like 3 minutes.
I lived there for a little over a year.
So like 3 minutes out of your life. If you break it down, you lived there for like 3 minutes.
Eminem was there longer than you, okay?
Eminem was there a lot longer than me. It worked out better for him, probably.
So, anyway, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, Slim Shady?
Slim Shady. Because I'm the real Shady. So, anyway, let's talk about car shows. Fun show, Miles Through Time Car Museum.
Yes, Clarksville, Georgia.
Well, yeah, and now.
Now they
But
moved.
Now it was in Toccoa, Georgia.
Yep.
In Toccoa, Georgia, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe this town.
Awesome.
Forget it. Just forget it.
Stop.
Just stop. Just stop. Don't even.
Professor, you weren't even awake for any of it. How do you know this?
You were awake about an hour.
I fell asleep. It was awesome, and I woke up. It wasn't that awesome when I woke up.
Because you were in a 180-degree truck.
Yeah, we might have left Richard passed out in the truck with the windows up. But you know what?
If I was a child, you'd be in jail.
You know
if you
what?
Were a dog, we would have cracked the window.
Yeah, we would have cracked the window if you were. We were trying to sweat the poisons out.
It's awful human of you.
You know.
But if you like Quincy's, there's two of
two.
Them.
Orangeburg. Was the Florence.
No, Florence and Toccoa, Georgia.
Damn.
The big, fat yeast rolls.
I thought they closed.
The owner and the owner's brother. The owner lives in Florence and the brother lives in Toccoa.
Boy, don't you know somebody got the short end of the stick.
I thought they closed that Quincy's, Kobe, right after you walked out.
Well, that was just for the night. Doors. That was just for the night.
Oh, okay.
You know, you didn't shut. We just shut the Quincy's down for the night, not long periods.
Right. You ate all their shrimp, and they were mad.
That was a good meal. It's the best Quincy's meal.
You
know you're living. Okay, you got to understand. You know, we put on events all over the Southeast, and, you know, we're a bunch of – we're grown men, but when we get out, like, out of town, we act like children. So it's like, you know, 4 13-year-olds giggling and joking around. And you know what? We're at Quincy's. Quincy's is a family one-and-a-half-star steakhouse at best. And, you know, I ain't saying it's a classy joint, but I'm not saying necessarily a rough joint either, but you know what I'm saying. So, you know, it's probably a good chance to get a mediocre meal and not get stabbed in Tocoa, Georgia.
That's what else?
That's basically the textbook definition of Quincy's.
That's what you're looking for.
And what's the professor do when the waitress comes up? So what do you guys do fun around here? The waitress at Quincy's. Now, keep in mind, this lady was probably an easy 75.
She was not.
She was 60-something.
I'm telling
high 60s.
Her grandkids are older than you,
right,
professor.
There was a younger female. I think you might have asked her the same question and probably got
that
better
results. That was at the register.
Okay.
Yeah, she says they go to Greenville. That's what they do.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said.
You know you're in trouble when you're in a town and they say they go to the town you're from. No,
yeah, she goes, we either go to Greenville or Atlanta.
Exactly.
Yeah, we were going to go to Atlanta, but we got sidetracked.
We got sidetracked at the no-tail motel.
It turns out liquor stores stay up until 11.
In Georgia. He said, I've been thinking about moving to the Peach State.
I mean, the state line's, what, 40 minutes from here?
Professor said nothing on a day like today. But
now that I got my Corvette.
Oh, Lord. Richard said, I could do that 30 minutes. Tops. Easy. But Tocoa, Georgia was fun. Tocoa, Georgia's an old town, and it's kind of run down in spots. But I tell you what was really cool is now they've moved to Clarksville. They're new and improved.
Yes.
It's kind of neat. Because
they moved to a mill.
Right. Now, because you got a car show, but you also have a museum inside to check
out. That museum is nothing but quality.
Yes.
It is super stuff in there.
And I don't even know about the new building, but I know what was in the old building, and I'm surprised that they didn't have bars on their windows because – there were cars there. I mean, that Cadillac, my God.
They even expanded now. They even have more. And then they're actually going to, when we go April 4th, we're going down for a meet and greet. We're not hosting a cruise in or the car show or nothing. We're going down for a meet and greet. But they're actually going to introduct three cars. Ed's Bullion's going to be one of them.
Yeah, the
Cannonball
car.
Yep. His is going to be one of them.
That's cool.
And then two others, Sean was telling us. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Very cool.
That's cool. Was that a day trip?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
From 12 to 6.
How far away is that?
2.5 hours.
I think we're just actually conversing on air right now. I'm sorry.
That's
2.5 hours.
Save it for the radio, you know?
Yeah. 2.5 hours.
We'll be talking about cars during the commercials.
That's how we roll. But that's another fun one. That's what I love about show season. But I tell you another one. We're doing a show for the Salvation Army, and I love local car shows because local car shows help great causes. Yes. Whether it's your high school, whether it's Salvation Army, whether it's the Shriners, you know, something that's raising money for a good cause. You know, a lot of these big shows, a lot of these big shows do donate money to, but a lot of them, they're just made to make money. It's what they do. And so the little shows get forgotten about. And I love these little shows because, like I said, they are raising money for good causes.
Yes. On April 18th, in the city of Greenville, which, as far as I know, it is probably the first car show actually in the city. The city and the Salvation Army are putting this on through us. It's going to be Cars for the Cause. There you go.
Cars for the Cause. You said it. You said it in New York. Cars for the Cause.
Yes.
You said it in Boston.
Sounds like Boston.
Yes. Cars.
Khakis.
Cars for the Cause.
You got my khakis?
And they're taking, of course, all kinds of donations, whether it's clothing and food and any kind of donations plus the car show is going to help support some of that stuff.
That is awesome. That, I mean, all the shows that y'all, we do, you know, are always for a good cause, but that's one that means something. And I'll be emptying out a couple closets, definitely.
Yeah, it is. When they contacted us about it, and I met with them and all this stuff and went over all the details, and I was so shocked that the city of Greenville is actually supporting this. So that's kind of huge.
Shout out to Knox White.
There you go.
What? The mayor of Greenville.
So it's going to be big, and hopefully we can help support that cause and make it huge.
Well, and that's something that I stress, you know, because a lot of people are like, man, you hear about this show here in Tennessee, or you hear about this big show here in Florida, or this big show, well, it's going to the Nationals. But these little shows are the ones that really, really help. There's a lot of people and a lot of organizations that really depend on these shows.
Yes.
And you know what? They're the most fun also.
As a rule, I enjoy them more.
I do too.
It's less about car show BS and politics. It's just fun.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, that's what makes it fun. And we're going to get into that here in the next hour. We're going to talk about some car show BS and then things that really deter people from car shows in general.
Yep.
All the way around. I love it, guys. Let's take a quick commercial break. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.